Hello.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm echoing.
I don't think you're echoing either.
I don't think you are either.
Oh my god, we're not echoing, guys.
Oh my god. What if it's Will, though? What if Will comes in and then he fucks up our audio? Maybe that's what it is.
Just Will's presence. It's just ruining everything.
This is mere presence. This is off my microphone and my earphones.
One, he could just be on the podcast, but just text us, and then one of us has to read his answers.
Okay.
Hagrid's Will. With us today now. How's it going, Hagrid? Right. How's the wizarding world?
Great. Magic.
Same old, same old. Magic.
Magic, magic, magic. Business.
Hey guys, this is Bridget.
And this is Will.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to...
No Stupid! Password has appeared in a data leak. I don't care. I'm trying to order a pizza.
What are you going to get on your pizza, Mary?
I might just do pepperoni. You know, classic. Yeah,
it's a good one. It's a good one.
I also... Maybe I'll get a little crazy. Put some pineapple on there.
It's not my thing. I respect it, though. I mean, I do love pineapple.
I grew up, like, not eating pineapple on pizza, and it wasn't really my thing either. And then one day, I was getting a frozen pizza, and they were all out of the regular one I got, and the only one left was Hawaiian. So I got Hawaiian pizza, and it was actually really good. And since then, I've just enjoyed it. I like it, you know, it's like a little sweet, a little savory, and then I like to put jalapenos on there, so it's a little spicy.
Yeah.
You get a lot of flavor profiles going on.
Maybe with the jalapenos, I'd have to try it with the jalapenos.
Oh, that hi, Jai.
Hey.
Something to it.
Ginormous dong. Do you know where Will is?
I don't.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
Is it pronounced Jai? Am I saying that mm-hmm. right?
Jai.
Oh, okay, great. Don't want to mispronounce your name, so how's it going?
Yeah, it's going. I'm over getting positive cases every single day. We need a shutdown. Like, it's getting a little sketch. It's getting real sketch right now.
I agree. Did you watch the governor's press conference? Well, he called people who don't want to wear masks knuckleheads. I'm like, oh, sure, that's not going to piss them off or anything.
Yeah.
That's going to ensure.
Please talk to me like I'm eight.
Way to go.
That's what my dad used to call me when I was a kid. my brother, he'd be like, you little knucklehead.
Well, and then he's like, I don't understand how many times I have to tell you guys to wear. He is like a dad. He's like a very disappointed dad right now. I don't understand how many times I have to tell you guys to wear your mask.
Mm-hmm. Our doctors sleep in theirs right now.
Yeah.
Because like, they'll take little naps here and there.
But masks are hard.
I know it sucks.
It, like, covers your face.
But anyway, how are you, Mary? Great.
Sorry, I was distracted. I'm trying to... I'm deciding if I wanted Parmesan bites or not.
She's ordering a pizza.
So I decided not to do it. I'm just doing the pizza. So... But I'm good, you know, just hanging out. Yeah. I'm excited for the holiday. I took tomorrow off from work, so my system kept crashing.
Me too.
Towards the end of the workday, and I couldn't get anything done, and so I have to work after this.
So what pizza did you decide to go with? The 8-inch
jalapeno, and well, yep, I got the 8-inch thick. Got the wings bone in.
She wants the bone.
She wants the bone in wings.
Focus on the bone in part.
Ooh, Kelsey's preparing my order.
Go, Kelsey. Go, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Prep faster. Bridget, how are you? You said you were great.
What are we doing besides the whole depressing part of life right now?
This.
True.
That's what I do.
Is anybody gonna do any Black Friday stuff online in person? Did you already do it?
Definitely not in person. I don't know. I'm not really looking for stuff. I'm currently making my mom a computer, and I already got all my stuff that I needed.
Oh, nice.
But I don't know. I don't know what I don't need anything, or I don't really want anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's more like fun shopping instead of being like, oh, well, I need to get this $10 t-shirt that used to be $80. But yeah, I mean, nothing too much. How about you, Bridget?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Did I even do anything? Did I leave the house this weekend? I don't think I did.
How about you, Mary? Is there anything you're eyeing for Black Friday?
I might get an Apple Watch for my mom, maybe, for Christmas. But, like, an older model, not a new model.
Actually, so the newer one, the one that I have, it's, like, the top. It's one top of the newest line. Ones. But it's not. It's, like, a step down. So I don't know how high-tech you want it, but it costs about as much as a Fitbit.
Why is it a step down?
Because it doesn't have the oxygen monitoring. Or
you need to have your oxygen monitored. Are you okay? What's going on?
I don't, which is why I didn't get that one. It's like an oxygen monitor and something else that Apple Watch doesn't have. But I was like, I'm not in my 60s. Like, I don't need this.
I was thinking maybe like my mom at her work, they don't allow like phones out on the work floor. And so I was thinking I could help her get away with like listening to music because it'd be on her watch, and then she could have like Bluetooth headphones or something instead.
Yeah.
Be like, it's just a watch. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Or she could put her phone in her bra and be like,
yeah.
I did think about getting McKenna an Apple Watch.
To do what?
I don't know. Go to school. Breathe deeply.
To see if she's breathing. To help her monitor to see if she's breathing. She looks and I'm like, yep, I'm breathing.
She's like, still alive.
I've got a pulse.
My sister's getting her iPad. She has the iPhone. I might as well get her the Apple Watch. Or maybe AirPods.
She's going to be one of those kids.
Get her AirPods. She would use that better.
She probably would use that better.
Yeah.
She's an only child and an only niece and nephew. Who else am I going to buy it for? The rest of these people are adults and they can
get
buy
her
it
an Applebee's gift card.
There you go. Yeah.
An Applebee's gift card.
Well,
in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, you can pick it. You can order up curbside, like pick it up to go. You know, DoorDash.
True, true. DoorDash doesn't deliver here.
Oh, really? Is it too far?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had an entire month of free deliveries that I couldn't use because I wasn't here or at the office. Or I mean, I was here, but they wouldn't deliver here.
You know, I like DoorDash, but I realize how much they charge, which makes sense because the delivery. But I remember I wanted like an iced coffee from McDonald's, and it's usually $1 and ended up being like $8. I was like, I don't need an $8 coffee from McDonald's.
Kind of did last year. Like, what the fuck was I saying? Where was I going with that?
She loves Applebee's.
She did love Applebee's last year. We would go there after her basketball games and stuff. But that's what I've been doing. I've been helping Kenan play basketball.
Oh, eating wings.
Her a little bit. I've been doing wings. No.
What what team is she on? A team, B team, C team, D team, E team.
We don't talk about it, okay? Because we're on C team, and I'm trying to help her get to the B team so that she can get to the A team.
Yeah, Bridget has a lot of experience with basketball. She once beat like a 12-year-old when he was out.
So now
injured,
she's
becoming number 2-1.
I love
2-30-year-old.
I did. I love basketball, and I do know how to play.
So, what are you gonna get your mom for your Christmas?
I don't know. She's hard to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a gift certificate to the chiropractor.
Oh, I was like, Applebee's?
No, not Applebee's.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure my dad out. I don't know what.
Does your dad like that blankets?
That's very specific. Why?
Because
your dad likes Pokemon cards.
I know somebody who's selling some. I was thinking maybe those like Pendleton blankets, those like really nice ones.
Pendleton, like the whiskey?
It's Pendleton. They have a lot of fancy ass blankets and shirts and stuff, other accessories, and it's like wool and really high quality, and everything's like really nice.
Oh wow.
I I got my dad a blanket.
$200 for a blanket.
Well, my brother actually got me one for my birthday this year, which was really unexpected, which I really love. And but since we have such a hard time buying presents for my dad, last year my brother was like, why don't we get him one of these blankets? And we did, and he actually really likes it and uses it a lot. So, but they are super expensive. Like, I was like, I've never spent, before I bought that thing for my dad, I was like, I've never spent over like $40 for a blanket.
It sounds like two styrofoam things like rubbing against each other. Well, can't
get over. Okay, I'm sitting
here. I'm going to unplug my headphones and plug them back in, and maybe that'll help. I fucked up all the toppings I wanted on my pizza. I did not permanently add them. It's just a cheese pizza, which is good. It's a pan pizza. But then I opened it and I was like, what the fuck? Where's all the stuff on the top? And I looked at my order, my receipt, and it was like, yes, you would like a pan pizza with cheese? It's because I went and I added the Parmesan bites to my cart, and then I changed my mind and I took it off. I went back and I took it off, but that erased all the toppings I put on. And then I went just for checkout. It's very traumatizing.
I'm so sorry you had to go through all that, Mary.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
Cool.
Yeah, after this cursed episode.
An hour later.
All right. Okay, here we go. If your last minor injury actually killed you instead, what would you have died doing?
Right now, I can tell you I would have died walking to my closet because I broke my little toe by slamming it into the frame of my closet door. So that's what I would have died doing. And you would find me face down in a laundry basket. You'd find me halfway in, halfway out, just hanging out.
With the goose just sitting on top of you.
Yep, that's how I would have died. And it would have been very pathetic.
Hey, can you feed me?
Yeah, it's been 4 months, five months since I broke my toe.
The Asian rat?
The Asian rat now.
That's the Asian rat now.
I was like, what?
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is that some kind of new saying? The kids? They're like, that's the Asian rat. That's how it is. It's the Asian rat.
No. The last minor injury that would have killed me would have been jamming my pinky finger or my ring finger at the gym the other day. I don't know if it just would have broken my fingers right off and I'd have bled to death. I don't know how it would have killed me. I was doing burpees with a Bosu ball, and then when I pushed it back down, it pushed back up against my finger, and it really fucking hurt. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's where Bridget fell over and died.
It was pretty painful.
Everybody was like, she just gave up.
Just the pain was too much.
She didn't want to exercise anymore. She just gave up and died.
No. No more burpees.
They just leave your body there as an example in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, your poor form, you'll end up like this girl.
They just like a moose head or something. They're like that. These are they the just victims mount me of on the gym. Wall.
It's just this one girl, but still.
Took another life. Just one dumbass who jammed her finger.
Mine was, I stabbed myself with a paperclip today.
So. Oh, you would have gotten tetanus or something?
Mm-hmm. Tetanus or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just hit a little artery. It
just bled to death from a little...
That would be pretty sad.
That would be sad. I feel like you'd have ample time.
It's just what if it was just a slow that, bleed? Like you didn't realize it. And then it was oops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it somehow damaged you an internal so bad bleed. Internally.
Mm-hmm.
It's oops, and then you're just dead.
A little paperclip.
And then they're cause of death?
Paperclip.
Blunt trauma to the body with the paperclip.
It was Clippy all along.
He's like,
hey, do you need help with that? Do you need help dying?
She wanted her soul.
I see that you're bleeding. No. Do you need some help? Yeah.
He's like, I bet you would have wished you'd taken my advice deeper. Now, you son of a bitch.
Do you need my help now, asshole?
What? I can't hear you when you're clicking the X on me. Mm-hmm. All right. So what movie is the best antidepressant? So what's the movie that would cheer you up on a bad day?
Yeah, I'd say probably comedies like Bridesmaids, Mean Girls, Clue.
I think White Chicks would be up there.
White Chicks is
pretty
funny. I haven't watched it in a long time, though. Like, probably, I don't know, last time we all watched it together, it's probably years and years ago, was probably the last time I watched it. But it's still such a good one. It's just, you know, a comedy of that time, of, like, the early 2000s. And it's like, yeah, like, kind of like Scary Movie was, like, a stupid movie, obviously, but we still really like it. It's probably kind of like that.
I would say Scott Pilgrim, too, is another...
That's a good one. That's one I watched, like, a couple weeks ago, actually.
I might watch it this week.
Dumb and Dumber, for sure. and probably Superbad. And then also A Night at the Roxbury. Like, because there's also kind of that... like nostalgia feel for it.
I'm also going to throw Clueless in there for me, and The Mummy, the Brendan Fraser one.
Yeah.
Not the Tom Cruise one. We don't talk about that.
Not Scream 2.
You know the movie where everyone gets brutally murdered? Also. Such a feel-good movie.
Scream, T-O-O. I know, but I know it sounds weird. But it just makes, because if you look back, I mean, it was very comical, you know, it was kind of, you know, they took themes, like they wanted you to recognize the certain themes in the different horror movies. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of funny when they point those out. Almost like Cabin in the Woods.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You know, I would say that would be.
Officer, you would not believe the day I'm having. These kids are just killing themselves all over our property. Oh my gosh.
Threw himself into the
You're part hillbilly. What?
Oh my god, so good.
I really like this one. So all cereal box characters enter a coliseum and only one can survive to win. Who is the ultimate cereal killer?
Here we go. Is it still like a cereal mascot if it's like they make more than cereal? Like, is the Quaker Oats guy also in this fight? Because the Quaker Oats make cereal.
Yeah, and he's going to lose because he's a Quaker. Therefore, he can't carry a gun.
Yeah, I would say he would be considered.
And then what about, like, the Rice Krispied people? Like, are they a trio? Okay. Yeah. They're, like, tag-teaming it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've got an advantage there. Mm-hmm.
Who would you think would lose for sure? So we know the Quaker guy.
Quaker guy, he's the first to go.
I would say, he's a tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Rawr.
He just eats everybody, literally.
Yeah, rawr.
He's like, I'm a predator. What did you expect?
Like a meat eater predator. Not.
I'm a predator. No, that's what I thought. That's what
not
I thought.
Not like a weird predator, like, yeah, like an animal predator, like food chain wise. The guy that makes the cinnamon, that old man who makes the cinnamon cereal.
Old guy. Yeah, he would
fucking die way fast. He's after the Quaker guy for sure.
And he would.
And then
bless his heart, because it's the only person he can keep up with.
The bee from the Cheerios. He's a bee. Mm-hmm. Like, he would just get smushed.
Yeah, and if he stings you, he only gets one sting. Then he dies.
Yeah, he just dies. And unless someone is allergic to bees or something and goes into anaphylactic shock.
What if, like, the Flintstones are allergic to bees? So then, like, he's chasing after them, and then, like, I'm just imagining, like, this whole trail of, like,
I would say the Booberry guy would possess, like, everyone else and just start, like, killing himself or something.
Mm.
What would you say about Lucky Charms? What do you think he would do? I think he would do, like, some magic stuff.
He would, like, play with your mind, you know, like,
play tricks on you and shit. Yeah, he's got magic to his advantage.
What about the captain?
But is he a captain in a boat? Or is he, like...
You know, I think he would also die early because he's just some old man.
No.
With a cool hat. And a cool jacket. Do you remember the Honeycombs mascot? Oh, that, like, crazy, like, Tasmanian devil type?
Yeah.
Animal, whatever he is. I feel like he would, like, rip everybody apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even know what kind of animal this is. It's like he's on meth. He's taking PCP, and he can't feel anything, and he's gonna just annihilate everybody. He's like, he just flies away into the sun.
Mm-hmm. He
just forfeits. He's like, bye.
What about the son from Raisin Bran?
It's just like supernovas and kills everybody.
Yeah.
The sun.
The sun. Okay. I was thinking like a child.
The sun,
like,
the Holy Spirit, the Trinity from Raisin Bran.
I was like, I don't remember there being like a family.
No, it's like he just gives you a sunburn and kills you slowly over the course of 40 years by giving you cancer. Yeah. It's like, you'll just wait. Yeah, just wait 40 years. You'll be going to the doctor.
It was worth the wait.
Be like, the sun. I think my choice is excluding the sun. I think the honeycombs monster thing, just because it, I don't even know. It's like, it'll seriously, like a some kind of gremlin on PCP.
I say either Tony. Actually, no, I would say Tony the Tiger and Lucky. I think Tony the Tiger and Lucky would duke it out as top. He got
Lucky,
that magic.
Lucky Charms. Okay.
I think Snap, Crackle, Pop would do pretty good too, mm-hmm. just because there's three of them. They've got their like tricky elves magic. Or whatever the fuck.
That's what they're going to do to your neck.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. It's the sound your body makes when they murder you.
I would also agree with Tony the Tiger.
I'm not saying he's, I'm a furry, but like Tony could get it. Like, he's a buff tiger. He could do it.
He's in shape. You know, he eats healthy.
Yeah.
He's been lifting.
And then Quaker guy's out
immediately. Yes, dead. His blood is littering the sands.
Remember that one time about Comic-Con, how the oatmeal artist was going to be at Comic-Con?
Hey, the oatmeal guy's going to be at Comic-Con.
He does like comics. He does comics.
Which guy was that?
And his handle is the oatmeal. So yeah. Mary's like, hey, the oatmeal guy is going to be at Denver Comic Con. And I legitimately thought she was talking about the Quaker from like
the Quaker guy?
Yeah, the Quaker Oats guy.
Why is he coming to Comic Con? He's like, no, not the Quaker Oats guy. He won't be there. Maybe he will be there, but not.
Maybe someone might be cosplaying as him, but.
Who are you? I'm the Quaker Oats man. Eat your oatmeal.
I should have done that for that Comic Con dressed up as a Quaker and go to the oatmeal panel.
And then
when he's like doing his panel showing his comics, I would just leave in disappointment.
Like before like the panel starts talking, everybody's like, I'm so excited for the oatmeal panel.
Yeah, oh my god. And then just walk out in the middle of his conversation. I'm just like, oh, that wasn't what I thought.
Just stand up and point at him and be like, you lie. Yeah. Imposter.
You're not the oatmeal.
Where's
man?
The oatmeal?
You should do that. Where is next it? Time he's there.
Right.
You can just plan it out.
That's a Quaker.
good cosplay idea.
Like, you guys, don't be fooled. The actual oatmeal guy, like, as you're walking out, like, don't go in there. Okay, it's not who you think it is.
Tony the Tiger can get it, so him or Lucky would be my choice. How about you guys?
I'm still gonna stick with the honeycomb, PCP demon, mm-hmm. badger, squirrel, whatever the hell it is.
What would you guys think? And just leave a comment, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you agree all the old people are gonna die first? Who do you think is allergic to bees in this? Bees. Someone should like reskin Smash Bros. Yeah. And put all the serial characters on there. Do a mod somehow.
Super Serial Bros.
Super Cereal Brothers, and then they can do all the different cereal mascots and then be like, my main is the Quaker guy. He's got some sweet attacks.
If you open Spotify, what's the last song you listened to and why?
I was listening to the No Stupid podcast because it's amazing.
Nice plug.
I was listening to Heat Waves by Glass Animal because it's a really good chill jam.
I'll have to check it out. I like to just listen to the playlist that I made just over and over again.
I do the same thing. It's called Drive, but I'm not driving, but I still listen to it.
Mine just called that playlist, and every single song that I come across that I like on, you know, Spotify radio or just like random, I'll add it to this playlist. So it's just like a playlist of songs I like. And I can't just, I don't know. I just always end up listening to it, even though I should mix it up a little bit, but.
No, that's how I am too. Like, my drive has just become my like, ooh, I like this song. I'm just going to add it right here.
The last thing I was listening to was, it was a Taylor Swift song, London Boy, from the Lover
album. So, apparently, I just saw on YouTube that she's coming out with a folklore, like, documentary on Disney Plus.
Part two.
I thought you were like just coming out with an album called Folklore.
It's electric. Like it's like remixes and like, yeah, just from her first album, Folklore. So there you go. Taylor, if you're out there, we just gave you an idea, you know, make sure you credit me in your album liner notes.
If you're listening.
Oh, you know what they should call it? Folkmore.
Folklore. Yeah, everybody look out for that when it drops. You'll know who to credit.
Promoting Taylor.
The last song I listened to was I Love You All the Time by Florence and the Machine, which is just it's a cover. I listened to it just because it's on that one playlist I always listen to. It was on Shuffle, and that's what I listened to when I was picking up my laundry.
So anything that Florence covers, it's automatically her song now. So.
You own this. You know that little song, Tiny Dancer? Yeah, it's Florence's now.
Those are the rules.
Sorry, Elton.
Yeah.
It belongs to Florence, it is a great cover, just by the way. Everybody should go listen to it because it's fantastic. But yeah, that's kind of what happened there. It's just I don't know if I can remember the last song I purposely listened to that just wasn't something on Shuffle. That Florence cover was the last song I just happened to listen to, but I'll tell you the last song I purposely added to my playlist, and it's called I had not heard of this band before I listened to this song, which just also came up on, you know, random Shuffle. But it's called Under the Pressure by The War on Drugs.
Who do you want to be stuck on an island with?
Them out.
Oh my god. I was just talking about this with my roommate earlier because Animal Crossing got brought up and it was just like the villagers and we were talking about who we had on our island. And I was talking about the dear Diana, and I was like, Diana looks like Cate Blanchett to me. And I was like, I don't know if it's the eyes or whatever. And I was just like, or maybe I'm just projecting because I want to be on an island with Cate Blanchett. I don't know. So that just kind of randomly brought up. But, you know, Cate Blanchett would be a good, you know, trying to think. I definitely would not want to be on an island with you guys. That's a big no.
Who would eat who first?
Who dies first? Three of us. How do we die?
I don't want to answer that.
I've never broken my ankle. Okay, that was you.
So we eat Mary first.
That was also you. You've done that too.
You're gonna sprain it, and then you're gonna be
one of us could sprain our ankles.
So we might as well kill you.
We are all prone to fall face down into the water and drown because Mary's got her ankles. Bridget has her ankles. I have my knees.
Yeah, some way or other.
All of us are prone to just fall down and drown.
We just die at the same time, so we don't have to eat each other.
Yeah.
Just face down.
Well, just throw ourselves down face first into the water.
Because honestly, I think I'd get annoyed by anyone if I was stuck for a prolonged. But if it was like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Who would your, what was it, 8 villagers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so who would your, like, 8 villagers be, basically, if it was, like, an Animal Crossing type island? I would do you two. I would do some of my other best friends. Ooh, Florence.
Yeah, for sure.
She could be the KK Slider of the island.
I agree with that. Who would your, like, 8 celebrities be for your Animal Crossing?
Chris Church would be number one. And also Dermot Kennedy. So I'm trying to get
good choice.
Anna Kendrick.
I just saw this meme of her.
We just watched Noelle.
It's not really a meme. It's just an old tweet that she did. But someone had tweeted her. Hey, Anna. But they had tweeted her. They're like, hey, TMZ said they have your sex tape. And she tweeted back, Thank God, I've been submitting it to them for months. She's like, frick it. She's like, fucking finally. It's really funny.
I remember when they had her, like, when she was in, like an astronaut suit, and somebody was like, that's not, you don't look cute or at all in it.
I love
and she was
like, Kendrick.
I can still fuck your girl, though. Halsey.
I might make, like, a subsection of an island called the Chris's. So Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pine, Chris.
You can't be here unless your name is Chris.
Where the Chris's live. The peasants aren't allowed to come in here.
So Chris can also live with the Chris's. At my store, one of my coworkers named Jacqueline, and then somebody like named Aaron, and then someone named Blake. And I had one day during our lunch break, I had showed a bunch of people that video, and from that day on, they called everybody like with those names, like that pronunciation. I was like, I'm so sorry, people keep doing this, but they'd be like, "Hey, Balake," be like, "You done goof, Jacqueline."
It was Balake.
Just so funny. But I was just like, I'm so sorry. But I'm sorry. I brought this upon you.
You see, Eric Church, Dermot Kennedy, Anna Kendrick, Halsey. Oh, Sean Sticks Larkin from Live PD. He's kind of a big deal. Not anymore now that Live PD's been canceled.
Florence, for sure. I'm going to say Sarah Paulson. Anna Kendrick. I'm also stealing Anna. She can go from boat to boat between our islands.
Dodo yeah, Airlines.
Yep. She's like part time over here is my summer home. It's my winter home. Summer island, winter island. I mean, Cate Blanchett. I feel like I need somebody funny. Jack Black. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's. Well, I mean, Jack Black's different from the characters he plays in a movie. It's not like
stuck on an island.
I'm asking for the Jack Black specifically from like School of Rock or something like that. Maybe Bear Grylls so he can keep everybody alive, keep me alive. You know, I need someone to help me survive. I think Bear Grylls would be a good Katie McGraw, just for reasons.
She's gonna be your roommate.
Yeah, we're gonna be roommates. We're gonna be island mates. Who else? I'm like, who else do I like? What are some good celebrities?
Actually, I would say Mamrie and like Grace.
Oh my gosh, Mamrie.
I would.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, and Hannah. Yeah, they're all together.
Is that like three for the price of one? Do they come as like a package
deal?
Yeah,
they can come into one house together.
Okay, I'm gonna do the package deal, Trinity there. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do maybe like, I'll do like Chris Evans. I like Chris Evans. Okay, we can swap. Mm-hmm. So when Anna's on my island, you can have
I'll
Chris,
share him for
and then they'll
reasons,
swap.
But you won't share him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Join custody.
Okay, I like this.
And then when Florence like is parents, on your island, like, I'll have
like,
Chris.
Like
and then
custody.
Yeah, we can all swap celebrities with each other. It's like white
we'll
swap, celebrity swap.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Church.
I think it's just best if he's pretty. Yeah, he just stays with you. I think he'll just be happier there. He sails over, and I'm like,
you
yeah, actually, the
come over there and
more that
way.
Just keep going. Just keep sailing on. You'll see it eventually. And it's like, oh, he was lost at sea. I don't know what happened.
I think he'd be a good companion.
I imagine Mary as a mayor sees him like his airplane flow by. He just shuts off the lights of the whole island.
Everybody, shh. We can't let them know
we're here. It's like the the sirens for like bombing sirens that starts playing when he's coming by air raid. Yeah,
the Silent Hill silence.
Yeah,
the sirens. Air raid. It's like it's coming.
Yeah, air's coming.
I would also take the guys from the This Paranormal Life podcast because we'd all be into spooky shit and we could like.
You know
what
else
all
I would
weird
actually
things
want on my
going
island?
On
I would want
island
Natalie Tran.
Paranormal or not, that'd be fun.
What if you were stuck on an island, but you could only have the people from Ghost Adventures with you?
I would tie a brick, a really heavy brick, onto my ankles and roll myself off the docks.
You just see them and you're like, all right, I'm going to be the ghost that you can... you can find on the island. Here I go.
Yeah. Give me a day.
I can't be alive with you here. I'll just do us all a favor. Okay, here I go.
Want some ghosts? Here we go.
I'll give you something to do, okay? Do you watch Ghost Adventures, or do you know of the Ghost Adventures?
I know of the Ghost Adventures, but I've never watched them. I've watched Ghost Hunters, but never Ghost Adventures.
Will and I were talking about what if you were stuck on an island and the only people you could have with you were the Ghost Adventures, and we both agreed that we would rather drown in the ocean.
Why?
They're like frat bros.
Oh my god, I gotta...
And Will and I both agreed we would become the ghosts that they would hunt. We want to give them a purpose on this deserted island, so I'm just going to sacrifice myself to the ocean. Well, was that all of our questions that we have tonight, I guess, we've gone through?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Believe so, yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to our friends, or my friend, or our friends, I guess, Bridget too.
Oh, yeah. I guess they like Bridget. I don't know.
They have a podcast called 1123. There we go.
11.23.
I had to look it up again. 1123. Those are all spelled in words. One word. Nice. 1123. They do nerdy stuff. They just have one episode. It's about Doctor Who. So if you're into Doctor Who, definitely check it out. Yeah, they gave a shout out to me, so I'm giving a shout out to them, Kevin, Amber, Lee, Jenna. We might
friends.
Eventually, we might do a collab. So,
yeah. Hello, guys. Yeah. I don't know you, but hi.
And where can they find them at? Are they on Spotify? Oh,
they are on Apple Podcasts.
Sweet, yeah, check them out.
Mm-hmm. And then thank you to everyone for over 2,100 listens.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Ben. Ben just did
it. It is all Ben. Thanks, Ben.
Over 2,000 times. What a friend.
Thanks for going back and just listening to our...
on loop.
Leaving it on loop.
We're the only podcast he listens to.
Shout out to your friend Bridget Sammy from your work at OC. She said that she listens to us too, so...
Woo!
Hey, Sammy. What's up, girl?
Shout out to all my friends who have not said anything to me about the podcast. Love you guys.
Mary has no friends. I gotta go. So I have to put my dog to sleep.
She's gonna murder her dog. Again, how many dogs are you just buying every week?
Just, you know, it's a dog fighting ring. What can I say?
You know what? I'm starting to think.
I just keep naming them all Connor, Murphy, and Angel. We take them all in groups of three.
I feel like this is a metaphor now. It's not really like she's really putting a dog to sleep. It's like a metaphor for something else.
I have to go poop. Okay.
I go put dogs to sleep.
I gotta go put the dogs to sleep. You know what I mean? Okay.
We just got our sayings. That's the Asian rat. Gotta get the dogs to sleep.
I make up all these non-saying sayings.
It's like, I guess it's just, her family's from the South. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a Southern thing. We don't know.
What do you expect from her? Poor thing never stood a chance.
So what are we doing next time?
A Hallmark movie. Okay.
Sure.
Don't you guys worry. I'll pick it up.
We'll watch the shittiest Hallmark movie and the shittiest quality.
I'm sure there are some on Netflix.
I mean, we can start our 7-day free trial on Hallmark movies now.
Oh, let's do it. Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm not going to sign up for that because I'll forget.
Well, see, there's Christmas Cottage that has Chris Elliott.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. He's on, don't you watch Schitt's Creek?
No.
Oh,
who's in it?
He was in Scary Movie.
Name the character.
Oh.
He was the one with the hand.
Yeah.
My strong hand.
Okay.
My strong hand.
Now I know who it is.
The strong hand.
Just stupid moment. But it's honestly,
I know, but it's so funny.
It's the most famous moment too. Like everyone just quotes that.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I have a strong hand.
good luck editing this episode, Will. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you've got you want to edit it this week. Also, Mary won't let me edit it anymore, so it's for the best. It probably really is.
Well, I got 5 days, so
yeah, well, good. All righty then. Mm-hmm. Well,
Mary, Bridget, you still have work to do, right?
I do.
I don't want to keep you. But if you guys want to keep chatting.
Well, it's been good talking with you guys. Bridget's
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy other holiday. If you don't like Thanksgiving, happy Thursday. You know, happy whatever you're doing.
Happy Black Friday.
Happy Black Friday. Please wear a mask in public. Chris, if you're going out being crammed,
or, you know,
out
there just for order, Black Friday. Order online.
Yeah, don't leave your house.
DoorDash. Great. DoorDash,
yeah.
I mean, unless you like leaving your house, then that's different.
Yeah, take a walk at the park or.
Yeah. Yeah, get some fresh air. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't stay cooped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Just be safe. Yes. Tune in next time. We're going to take another break. We're going to take a brief break from a Disney movie because I think we will watch a DCOM Christmas movie.
Yeah, for sure.
We're just going to do some rearranging there. And then we'll also watch some kind of shitty Lifetime Hallmark movie that Bridget's going to pick. So be on the lookout for that.
I'll pick a really good shitty one.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's really excited.
I have really shitty taste, so it shouldn't be a problem.
That I trust.
Don't you worry. Find us a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. That's just the, you know.
I'll pick out the good ones and throw them away so far away.
Yeah, we'll get that good Asian rat going, so.
Yeah, Asian
just rat. The Asian rat.
Yep. And then, what was the other thing I said that you guys thought I said? We'll hear it again when we go back.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, thanks everybody who's listened, who's continued to listen.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. Even if it's just the one person putting us on loop 2,000 times. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Thank you.
I think we have at least 5 people who probably put us on loop. Wait, is Billy Zane in this one? No, that's not Billy Zane. Okay. I was going to say that was the one we're going to watch, but that wasn't Billy Zane.
False alarm, everybody.
False alarm. Billy Zane never stoops so low.
He's too good for this.
He's too cool of a guy. He's too cool of a guy.
He's a cool guy.
He's pretty cool. He doesn't need to do a Lifetime or Hallmark movie. But yeah.
Sorry to everybody who is actually more successful than I am and who has actually starred in a Hallmark movie. Oh, like Jesse Metcalf.
Amazing people. But yes, check us next week for something festive. We'll be doing some festive questions and other things for the holidays, and then in January we'll get back to some regular DCOMs. So
yep
cool. Well, I've gotta hit the keyboard.
You do that.
I gotta hit the hay.
Yeah, I gotta
hit your dogs.
Hit your dogs. Put your dogs to sleep.
Trailer Park Boys for the 100th time. So
okay,
and then hit my dogs.
That's great. That's how she puts them to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh god.
By the way, my dogs are the most important thing in my life. I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, did you hear that, McKenna? The most important thing.
She knows that.
Well, as long as she knows, you know.
Yeah.
Truthful with her, so that's good.
Yeah. Like I kind of like you, but I mean, you're not your dog. You know, you're not as good as your dog. So,
You know. True. Cool. Well,
cool.
We'll just chat next time for some shitty Hallmark movie or something. And we'll talk later then.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
No, stupid.